All right. Again, good morning to everybody. It is good again to see you all here today. Thank you, Lloyd, for the songs. I know tis the season for travel. Tis the season for stuffing your throat. And it just is what it is. And Lloyd's battling through it. So appreciate him leading songs today. And just appreciate all of you all being here. I know we got some visitors here today. We're thankful for you being here as well. With Brother Bobby leaving for Kentucky, we've got several of us will be filling in from time to time. So you get me here on the first Sunday, and then Brother David Graham will be preaching here next Sunday, and then you can look at the schedule and see who's preaching the rest of the month. But we'll all be taking some turns here, but you get me here for the first Sunday of the new year. And here we are. It is a new year. So with a new year comes a lot of new things, doesn't it? It's a lot of new stuff. Whether you got a bunch of stuff for Christmas, or maybe you know you went out, you got yourself stuff, or people got you stuff, you just got a lot of new stuff. Everybody likes new stuff, don't you? You know, even if it's something old, but it's new to you. Now, where Jennifer and Margo work, see, they got all sorts of that kind of stuff, a lot of old stuff, but people go there, they like to buy that, and it's new to them. And that's a neat way that you can, you know, things kind of cycle through people, but a lot of people like new things. They like new clothes. Maybe you got a new coat and you got to use it today, right? Because it was really cold. But that might have been nice to have. Or the kids get new toys or new books or whatever it is. And it's exciting. And, you know, it's something new to you. And it's part of what you have. And it's just an exciting part of time when you think about having something new. This time of year also can bring about, you know, things that we sing about and talk about Wednesday when we sing about our, you know, things that we can resolve to do better in our life or to implement in our life. So we think about making New Year's resolutions. And again, you don't have to do that just this time of year. You can do that any time. But a lot of people choose this time of year to make some kind of New Year's resolution. So whatever it might be. You might be going on that diet that you've always talked about and wanted to do. Maybe that's the time you're going to do it now, especially since the holidays are over. So this is a handy time to maybe start that now, but there's no holidays necessarily coming up anytime soon. Might want to start up on some long overdue exercise, you know, something you might have going on. Maybe you want to travel some more, or you just have some goals that you just have set. That, okay, this year starting now, I'm going to meet these goals, try to work on this. So, again, it's just trying new things, these new resolutions as part of your life that just seems like it's a lot things that we think about this time of year. And it's exciting. You know, it's different. You're trying to do something different or improve on something that was before. You know, maybe you've worked on it before, it slipped away. You're going to renew your efforts to try to do better in some things or to start something. So that's kind of what I always think about at the beginning of a year. You know, it's a time of new, but it's a time of renewed, you know, effort. It's a new year. You're renewing, you know, your enthusiasm for something, your effort towards something, you know, resolve to do something again that's new or better. And maybe something that's kind of, again, faded away and you've kind of let go, you're going to bring back to the front and you're going to renew your efforts, renew your focus on these things. Now, I'm going a long way around here. I have to say welcome to the new. We have a new year and we have new opportunities to do better or incorporate some things into our life. Now, again, if you're here Wednesday or you heard it online, we sing a lot of songs that revolved around resolving to do things better or implement things into our life. So if you did hear that on Wednesday, just know you're going to hear a few of the same things because I intended and wrote this sermon well before I knew I was going to be doing that singing service. So it all sometimes just kind of meshed together. But I've got 4 points for us to think about today when we think about this time of year and how we can renew ourselves as far as our Christian life and really renewing our focus to God and godly things. So that's where we're headed today. I've got 4 points, a couple of them, again, match kind of what we talked about on Wednesday, but maybe I'll spin it a little bit different so it won't be quite the same thing. But we'll have a few others that are new as well. So again, Let me be the first to say welcome to the new. We got a new year and new opportunities to do better. All right, so our first point here today is renewed praise and respect for God. You know, we have a new day today. We have a new year, a new day. Each and every day that we live is a new blessing from God. And when we think about praising God, again, as we talked about Wednesday, that should be something that we have first in our minds each and every day. When we think about praising God, we should be thinking about that kind of respect that we have for the Almighty. You know, the one that created everything, the one that is over everything, the Lord God. And we need to have that attitude each and every day of renewed praise and respect for God. Each and every day, because of the blessings that we have, because of the life that we have, we need to honor the Lord with everything that we do, with every step that we take. Honor and respect God and cherish Him because of what He has done for us. And again, that's something that I think maybe that's a part of our life already, and that is great, but that's something that I think we can renew each and every day. Don't let that fade away. Don't let that slip away. Respect, honor, and praise the Lord God, who is over all and created all things. Each of these points, I'll have a verse or two to share with you. With this one, I want to share with you Psalm 40 and verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to God. You know, again, when we think about renewed praise and respect for God, you know, that's something that we should, again, be thankful each and every day of our life. You know, we just, you know, here not too long ago, but, you know, over a month ago, we had Thanksgiving. And we always talk about around Thanksgiving how we can be thankful for all that we have and be thankful to God for all the blessings that He gives us. But you know what? That needs to be every day. Not just one time a day. Just like the things we're going to be talking about today. Don't let just this time of year be the resolve time of year. You know, each and every day we need to be resolving to do better and be the best Christians that we can be and see where we can improve and grow and learn and keep stepping forward instead of just kind of staying where we're at. But the Lord has put a new song in my mouth. A song of praise to God. Each and every day, just like I said earlier, is a blessing from God. You know, the fact that we got to get out of bed and to be able to take steps today to be here. Whatever you went through today to be here, you know, that's a blessing from God that we have this new day. Because each and every day is not guaranteed. But the fact that the Lord God loves us and has given us this day, each and every day, that should put a new song in your mouth. A new song in your heart. And whether you're the singing type of person or not, I think a lot of times you have some kind of song and some kind of energy in your step each and every day. Something's giving you that, right? Whether it's your family or what you got planned for the day, something that you're looking forward to. But really what should be giving you the most pep in your step, right? Each and every day is the Lord God and who He is and what He has done for you. And each and every day, He has given you the breath of life to be able to live so that you can praise and honor Him. He's put that new song in your mouth. Each and every day, the life that you have, the blessings that you have, the hope that you have for the things to come, especially the promise of heaven that's awaiting for us. So that little new song that's there, we think about being renewed. Let that new song be renewed in your heart each and every day. And when you focus on God and praising Him and honoring Him, see, that's going to continue to be renewed each and every day. When you let that dissipate, and you know, if you're starting today to be strong and then you know, as you go through the year, that just kind of tails off. That song kind of fades. You know, just like any other thing you kind of focus on, if you don't keep your focus on it, it just kind of fades away. And then you get focused on other things. And then the next thing you know, you're letting all this, the praise and honor and respect for God slip away. And that song of praise in your heart that should be there, again, the volume's getting turned down. We need to turn that volume up all the way to make sure we're honoring and praising God each and every day. All right. The second one I got for you is a renewed focus on God and His Word. Again, this goes without saying. Sometimes it's hard to devote the time that should be devoted to studying God's Word. And why do we need to do that? Just think about what the Bible is. The Bible is the Word of God. I mean, let that sink in for a second. The Word of God. God breathed these words, and they were written down for us. And we have the honor and the privilege to be able to hold that in our hand. And we can study and read that each and every day. We know what God is thinking. We know what God expects from us. We have examples from so many people that have come before us that we can learn from. People that have gone through the same things that we have to go through. One way or another, some type or another, there's people that have had to gone through things that we've had to go through. And we can study about those people and learn from their successes and learn from their failures. I mean, how great is that? I mean, it is the ultimate study tool. So to not to have that tool in your toolbox and to use that tool, man, you're really missing out. So to have a renewed focus on God, praising God and having Him first in your life, and having a renewed focus on His Word, it should go without saying. You know, if you study a lot already, good for you. Can you study more? I bet you can. I'll put that challenge out to you. You know, renew your efforts to study. I know I need to. I don't do near enough of it. When I get ready for classes and sermons, boy, I'm really digging hard. Well, why is it only that time? You should be digging hard all the time. So I think we can all agree that we can focus and renew our focus on God and His words. Just like studying anything else. If you're in school, or if you've got to study for stuff for work, whatever it might be. You know, you've got to work your mind. You got to study. You know, the mind's like a muscle. And you know good and well, if you're not working your muscles all the time, you know, they're going to get weaker. And you're going to notice it. It may be gradual. But, you know, if you're lifting weights and you get up to a certain level and you're feeling strong, but then you stop doing that or you let it tail off and then you go try to lift those weights again, you're going to be like, oh, wait a minute. And I try not to use run references too often, but it's the same kind of thing. You know, if I go out and I can run 5 miles right now, but I take a couple of months off and don't do that, and then I go try to run 5 miles, I'm going to hurt myself. It's not going to work well. Because I have not been using those muscles. The mind is a muscle. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it, right? So you do other things to work your mind, right? I see people do puzzles, read books, do all these things to kind of keep your mind active. Keeping your mind active with God's Word is so important. And to flex that muscle, that should be the strongest muscle in your mind. Is the one that knows what God wants from you and studies His Word. We need to learn more. There's so much we can learn each and every day when we study. I've heard my dad say it. Anybody that's a little bit older or younger or in between, it doesn't matter. Every time you read the Scripture, you can learn something and you learn more. Even Brother Bobby, you know, as long as he has been preaching and studying and he says he'll go back and read something, and it's just something pops out to him that I've never even thought about that. I mean, to me, that's amazing. But see, there's so much treasure in here that we need to renew our focus on studying God and God's Word. Because when we do that, we can understand better what it means to be a Christian. means to please God. And you're teaching yourself. And when you can do that, the more you learn and absorb, then the more you can teach others. And you see how valuable that can be. You know, whether you can teach somebody straight from here in God's Word, or being the kind of example you can be just by shining your light for others as well. I got a few verses I wanted to share with you with this point. Colossians 3, 9 through 10. See that you put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Just think about that. All right, the first part of this, you know, you think about renewing some kind of practice. You see what sometimes when you think about New Year's resolutions, what sometimes that entails. Yeah, you're trying to do something new, but a lot of times it's you're trying to put off something old. You know, maybe it's some eating habits you're trying to knock out, or the lack of exercise. Maybe you're learning to, okay, I'm going to get rid of that, and I'm trying to implement something new, or whatever it might be. You're trying to put off that old habit, that old practice, whatever it might be. Put off the old self with its practices. All right, put that aside. Put on the new self. And that new self is renewed how? In knowledge. Where are you getting the knowledge? From the study of God's Word. So renewing yourself each and every day of your Christian life comes from studying God's Word. Again, learning what it means to be a Christian. Put it off the old self. Don't go back to it. Because a lot of times with New Year's resolutions, how does that pan out? Yeah, sometimes you know, it might take a week, it might take a couple weeks. How long is it going to take? And you wind up going back to those other habits or the things you were trying to put off. Don't go there. Put it off. Be renewed in your practices, renewed with knowledge. That way you know the path that's laid out before you, and you can walk that path so much better with the more knowledge that you get from the increased study and devotion and effort that you give from studying God's Word. Romans 12, 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Again, I talked about understanding the path you're trying to walk. When you think about that path, the ultimate guide, the map of that path, is God's Word. So the more you study, the more you renew yourself each and every day to focus on God, God's Word, and godly things, that path is going to be lit up like a Christmas tree, right? And you're going to be able to see, there's the runway. I need to follow that path. What it also does, the more you can renew your mind by studying God's Word, all these other things in this verse, you recognize the wrong paths and not take those. Don't be conformed to this world. Because with testing, you can discern what the will of God is, what's good and acceptable and perfect. By doing this, you see that's not the direction I need to go. That's not the path I need to follow. You know, Satan's always trying to lead us down the wrong path, the wrong ways. And if we don't have the light of the gospel shining our path, you know, where's my path? Where am I going? You're just kind of walking around blind, and the devil is more than happy to lead you down one of the wrong roads. But again, with that renewed effort and renewed focus on God and His Word, again, the path that's set before us is going to be lit up like a runway, and we'll know that's the path we need to follow, not the world's paths that so many other things are trying to light those up, and the devil wants us to take those paths. Renew your focus on God and His Word. You need to have renewed strength and encouragement from God. So, how many of you have had to deal with any trials and struggles over the past year? How many of you have had to go through any trials and struggles in the past 2 days? Probably some of you already. It doesn't take long before you have to deal with something. Again, whether it's the health, we already have some that aren't able to be here today because they've got some health issues. Other things that you're having to deal with. The health of yourself. The concern you have for the health of others. That sometimes that concern can really weigh you down. Because there's so many people you're concerned about. It can weigh on you. Maybe you're having some money issues. Or there's job insecurity that you're worried about already here at the first of the year. Or just worried about society in general and the direction that things are going. Whether you agree or disagree or whatever it is, you know, there's just a lot of things in this world that can weigh us down. And there's a lot of struggles and trials that we all have to face. Physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. It can all drain you. It can all bring you down. And what happens when these concerns of this world and the concerns of everything going around you, again, whether it's personal to you or your concerns for others, man, it's a struggle. And it really occupies a lot of your time when it comes to thinking about what you need to think about and your focus on what you need to focus on, because you're always focused on all these other things. And it can really drain you. And I felt it, that's for sure, where I just feel exhausted, whether it's physically or just mentally. I'm just exhausted. And it's hard for me to then, you know, to pick up the energy and the momentum I need to be the best Christian that I can, to do the other things that we've already talked about here this morning. But you know what? We can have renewed strength and encouragement. And we need to look to God for that. He can give us the strength to keep on keeping on. And I think when we can focus again, our renewed efforts to focusing on God, godly things, God's words, we're going to get that strength and encouragement that we need, again, from God's word. And when we focus on God and godly things, the people that are around us here in this building that are strong spiritually in our life, I think that's going to be a great source of strength and encouragement for all of us. Got a couple verses for you for this point. Isaiah 40, verse 31. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, I always thought this was a good visual part of this verse. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. You know, just strong. When you see an eagle flying, it's just pretty majestic. It's a neat thing to see. Very strong, very powerful. But they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Strength to keep on keeping on, like Brother Jerry used to say. You know, when we think about, you know, the part of this verse that really, again, speaks to me sometimes is this first part. They who wait for the Lord. All right? I know it's only the first part of the year, but sometimes when you get going through this part of the year, or whatever part of your day, your week, your month, whatever it is, and things just seem to kind of just keep stacking on top of you, you know, whatever it is, the concerns you have, and again, I talked about that weighing you down, sometimes we lose patience. Because, I don't know about you, but for me, you know, I'm praying to God about, you know, help me out here. This is really weighing me down, whatever that burden might be. And you pray, you pray, you pray, and in your view of things, or how you see it, nothing's happening. And sometimes we can lose our patience with God. I hope you don't, but I think we all struggle with that. When you pray and pray and pray, and in your mind, you're not seeing anything change. But you don't know how God is working in your life. or what's going on around in your life that you're not seeing yet. But something's going to change. Something's going to happen. Things happen for a reason. And you just need to be patient to see it play out and to see what the Lord has planned for you. Because you are not God. You are not the Lord. You don't see what He sees. So when we think about waiting for the Lord, if you can do that and have that patience that we all need, you're going to be renewed in strength. Don't be focused on the negative. Don't be focused on all the bad things. Focus on God and godly things and the strength and encouragement that comes from Him. And you don't lose your patience, you're going to have your strength renewed. Because then you're focused on that and not all these other things and all this stuff that continue to potentially weigh you down. Again, whatever that may be. Because you can overcome. You can fly above, soar above these things with wings like eagles. And you're not going to be weary and you're not going to faint when you're having to run this race of life. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 17. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Hey, things of this world pass away. You might have got those new clothes or the new car or the new this or the new that. But guess what? It's going to fade away. You know, whatever it is, it's going to get holes in it. It's going to get rusty. It's going to, whatever it's going to do. Our body is just, it's doing what it's supposed to do. It comes, it goes. But our inner self is being renewed day by day. For the light momentary affliction, you know, whatever it is you're having to deal with, is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparisons. Yeah, this is one of those verses to me that should pump you up. Because again, when we look to God for strength and encouragement, that's our point here with this one, renewed strength and encouragement from God. You know, when we can renew our inner self by focusing on God instead of focusing on the world and the things going on in it, we understand this light momentary affliction. You know what? That's just all preparing us to understand and appreciate how amazing it's going to be in heaven. And to appreciate that and want it. And want it bad. And to do everything that you can to be the best Christian that you can be, to make sure that you're headed in the right direction, you're headed on the right path, so that you're going to spend eternity in heaven. And then you'll definitely understand what this means, that the things of this world and the things you had to deal with were a light momentary affliction. The confidence to overcome and the encouragement that we get from God and the perspective that we get from God's Word. Because that's what this verse is giving you, is perspective. Don't focus on this world. It's just temporary. Things you're having to go through are temporary. But the eternal weight of glory, that's what we're seeking. That's the path that we're trying to walk. So just make sure you've got that perspective renewed in your hearts as well. Got one more point for you. Renew your relationship with God. This one's pretty broad, but I think it's very important to make sure that the most important relationship you have in your life is with God. I say it all the time in my prayers. I say it at the table. I say it up here, that we are so blessed that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us and cares for us. When you really let that sink in, that's really special. That our Heavenly Father, the Creator of all things, it could be some kind of relationship of Creator and creation. you know, this Lord of all things, and we're just this lowly creation that, you know, there's no connection there at all. It's just, you know, we were created, we're these lowly things, and, you know, we just scurry about with nothing else. No, the relationship is Heavenly Father, who, yes, created all of this and created us, but loves us and cares for us deeply. So deeply that he sent his son to die upon the cross for us. That's that kind of relationship. That's the love that connects us. And we need to make sure our renewed relationship with God, that love is going right back. That is a strong connection, right? Strong connection with love. The closeness that we need to have with God, we get from going to him in prayer, being able to talk to our Heavenly Father, and to be able to study from his word, the love that we need to have for him, and making sure that he is first in our life. Got one verse with this one, Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Here is a plea to God. God, I know you love me. Please renew in me, in my heart, in my core. When I think of the spirit, I think of my core. Everything that you are, everything that I am. Help it to be focused on loving you. Right? How great a prayer is that? If you just prayed that, you go home. Lord, create in me the heart that is renewed to you, that is going to renew my love to you, and my spirit, my core, my everything is devoted to you. Our whole heart needs to belong to God. Again, our spirit, our core, everything. We think about when Jesus was asked, what's the greatest command? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all that you are. Man, that's something special. And that's something that we can renew, I think, each and every day, is to have that relationship with God. Again, be the most important relationship that we have. We have so many other relationships with children, with spouses, with family, friends, whatever it is. And those are important. And those need to be a strength in our life. But the ultimate strength we need to have in our life is our relationship with God. And that love that connects us. And then with that, we can connect to so many other things in our life. And it helps us to stay true to the focus that we need to have in our life. So, one final verse for you here this evening, or this morning. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So, let today, if you got anything from this lesson here today, renew your focus on God and godly things. All these things that we've talked about. Because each and every day, you know, you can be that new person. That renewed Christian. To focus on God and his God and God's word. Focus on that path. To focus on study. To focus on the strength and encouragement that you can get from God. And renew your focus of the love that you have for God, because he loves you so much. Because if you've been baptized into Christ, you have become that new creation, that new person. Don't let that be something that gets old. Renew it each and every day. The joy that you felt the day you were baptized, feel that again, you know, that enthusiasm. If you've not been baptized into Christ, now's the time to make that right. Now's the time to do that. Don't delay. Don't wait. start your new life today. Because that's the best decision you can ever make. So I hope all these things have been an encouragement to you here today. Again, we think about this time of year, but again, I tell you, don't let it just be now. Let it be every day throughout this year, the next year, throughout your life. Focus each day on renewing your efforts and renewing your love to God and God's Word and all these things that we've talked about today. So let me be the first to welcome you to the new day, to your new life, to the new things that you can focus on each and every day. So whatever you need, if you need the prayers of the congregation, strength, encouragement, stand there while we're singing this song, pray to God, thank Him for everything that He's done for you, and ask Him for strength and encouragement to create in you that clean heart. Whatever it is, don't delay. Make it right. Let's stand and sing.